PrimeWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as we return from that break, folks, are you ready to travel the world from your own kitchen with us? Well, I certainly hope so, because that's what's on tap for this segment. As we move on from the NCF last segment, Chef Robert Irvine is about to check in and share a recipe for the upcoming Memorial Day weekend, and we're sponsored by LearCarry.com.
Well, we all know what the coronavirus has done to travel, as well as severely damaging the economy. In fact, a Federal Reserve survey reported that dating back to the 50s, whenever inflation and unemployment have hit today's levels, a recession could be near. The team at Lear Capital shared with us how investing in physical gold and precious metals can be a viable strategy against what's coming, and now we want to share this opportunity with you.
You know, smart investors are buying gold and precious metals for two reasons. One, well, gold can be a great hedge during a recession, and two, the closer a recession gets, the more your gold's going to be worth. So right now, you can receive up to $10,000 in free bonus coins based on the value of gold coins you purchase. Just visit LearCarry.com for more information or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, top celebrity chef Robert Irvine of the popular Restaurant Impossible TV series and other shows Les joined us for our first Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment in April 2020, which we created to try to have a little fun on the show during those shutdowns when people were cooking more from home. He's back in action now, so we invited him today for an update, and Chef Robert joins us on that show hotline.
Robert, nice to reconnect with you. We've come a long way in the 25 months since you were last on air with us. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you very much for having me back.
Well, you were welcome anytime for sure. So listen, the restaurant sector of the travel world, it certainly was not in a good place when we last connected during our live broadcast back on April 18th, 2020. And as Mary said in your intro, you were the first chef for this Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment that we have. And you brought it, by the way, with your cacio e pepe recipe. A new season of Restaurant Impossible has just kicked off on the Food Network this month. I was just told before we started the interview that you've received a Critics' Choice nomination for Best Male Star of the Year, so congratulations on that. Glad you're busy. How are things going with you and your own restaurant since we last spoke?
Well, you know, it's pretty crazy, and thank you for that. I've got no chance of winning in it, but it's nice to be nominated, you know, and the show was nominated for the Best Business Show, so it's kind of cool. Business is great. Restaurant Impossible is trundling along. We're in our 300-plus episodes, so it's great. Business myself with Fit Crunch and the liquor and our foods is doing great. We've got into clothing, spent a lot of time with our military. In fact, we're about to head off to Poland and Romania in a couple of weeks to serve our troops out there. So life is good. I can't complain. Thank
good.
You.
Well,
this
we can hear that in your voice.
A lot better than when we last spoke for all of us. So I actually want to touch on this. Before we get to this recipe that's perfect for Memorial Day weekend, I do want to just focus on the Memorial Day sentiment for a minute, realizing that that, of course, is a time that we honor our fallen military heroes. But, Robert, you just touched on this briefly, so just kind of give us a couple of highlights. You do have a foundation which is helping countless military and service members. So just share a little bit about it before we get to the recipe.
Yeah, the Robert Irvine Foundation is a piece of my heart. I spend 150 days a year on the road with our military. And in fact, Memorial Day is very special for me. I get to host the Memorial Day parade in D.C. I get to cook a dinner for 1,000 Gold Star members, family members in D.C. And it's really about honoring those that have given the ultimate sacrifice. Our Gold Star families are Medal of Honor recipients. It's just really special. Mm-hmm. And I think we tend to forget because Afghanistan and Iraq is finished, per se. We forget that we are still at war and there's still terrorists around and families that have suffered over 19 years of a war, and obviously in World War II and all those other other things. But I think America forgets. You know, 9/11 was a big bringing America together. And yet, if it's not headline news, we forget that we have hundreds and thousands of men and women standing to watch around the world for our freedom every day, and they put their life on the line and the families that sit at home. So Memorial Day is really special to honor those that we've lost.
Well, and I think that's important, and hopefully everybody around the country next week does take some time to just appreciate and honor what the freedoms that we do have.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing that. And so I don't know what you're cooking next weekend in D.C., but for our listeners, you did bring two recipes. So steak on the grill is a popular food to kick off summer next weekend. So you want to start with that one for our listeners?
I can start with a steak. It's a garlic and jalapeno cowboy ribeye, serves four. And it's a really simple recipe. Why do I pick a ribeye? Because it's got great flavor and great fat. And you can very rarely mess it up if you leave it on the grill. So it starts with a quarter cup of olive oil, quarter cup of balsamic vinegar, 2 tablespoons of mustard mixed together, salt, pepper. We got 24 ounces of steak. That's for 4 people. 2 jalapeno peppers, and you just halve them vertically and chop them up if you want to. I don't. It's got enough heat in it as it is. 2 heads of garlic, smashed or diced or just halved. 2 sprigs of basil. We make the marinade by taking the olive oil, the balsamic, the mustard, the salt and pepper, and you whisk it all together. Then we put the steak right in it, cover it in plastic, leave it for about 2 to 6 hours. And why do we do that? So the vinegar, the acid, can penetrate the steak.
Okay.
Then when you take it out of the marinade, I want you to dry it on paper towel. You can pan sear it or grill it for about 4 minutes either side until the internal temperature is about 130 to 135 degrees. You can take the peppers, the garlic, until they're golden brown and softened, and then just garnish with basil. And here's the fun part. You slice this on an angle, you know, bias cut, and serve it with the peppers and garlic. And then I paired it with something really cool, a little tomato salad. And you'll need 3 pounds of ripe tomatoes, a little bit of grapeseed oil, a little balsamic vinegar, about 2 to 4 pounds. And it depends. I say 4 pounds because I love cheese. If you don't love it so much, just do a little. Bunch of basil that's ripped. And it's really simple. You cut the tomatoes into quarters, place them in a mixing bowl. You dress them with the grapeseed, the balsamic, a little sea salt. Mix them all together. You cut up the mozzarella into small pieces and incorporate that into the tomato. And then you rip the basil together. And you leave it in the refrigerator. Let it get nice and chilled. Mm. Now, here's the key. Let it get chilled, but before you serve it, an hour before, take it out of the refrigerator so it gets a little... room temperature. And you put that on top of the salad with the balsamic and all those flavors.
Yum.
Steak and tomatoes.
They go perfectly
Robert,
together.
Let's be honest on that. That's outstanding. And both, whether it's the ribeye. But I do have a question for you on the tomato salad, because I see you use grapeseed oil. The Sicilian in me, I love the extra virgin olive oil. Why do you go grapeseed over olive oil?
See, I'm going to go all English on you right now.
That's my side of the heritage.
If you get great olive oil, and unfortunately, if you go to Italy or Spain and you're in the country, you can get great olive oil. Right. I'm not so happy with the olive oil that we get in this country. So for me, I want to take the essence of the fruit, the tomato, and really take that flavor. Grapeseed oil has no flavor whatsoever, but it also cooks at a very high temperature. So you can use it for cold food or hot food without altering the flavor of what you're trying
to
cook with.
Well, you are the chef. All right, so I want to ask you a question really quick on this, because last weekend, and by the way, folks, the recipes for this, we're putting them up on our website. They'll be up on our social channels as well. And, Robert, we really appreciate that, and we hope everybody across the country enjoys the ribeye and these tomato salad for Memorial Day next weekend. But last weekend, Mary and I, we were up on Cape Cod at the Wauquasset Resort and Golf Club. We were on live remote for our Let's Go America tour. We had their executive chef, James Hackney, on, and their restaurant was just named one of the Forbes 5-star. It's only one of 74 in the world. He shared something with us, and I really wanted your opinion on this. We're going to have about a minute for it. He talked about how important it is for him to keep pushing the boundaries, but keep food approachable and not to scare them off with a rating like that. So do you think that that is really an important issue when you've got these Forbes 5-star and Michelin, that they actually still remain approachable for guests to come in and enjoy the meal?
Yeah, I think our dining scene, and you know because you travel, I think our dining scene has changed dramatically. You know, I'm classically trained French chef, you know, and I think the approachability of food that is simple but well-cooked, well-seasoned, that's what brings people out. They don't want to sit at a table and think, what am I going to eat and what fork and what knife and what glass of wine and, oh, I've got to use this. And food is supposed to be fun. And I think approachability is huge. Show food in the best light, in its simplest light, because it takes forever to grow, or, you know, in the water, on the land, whatever
well,
it is.
Well, so you go and along with what he said. I mean, Robert, I mean, that just I figured I would go right to the source on that, and I appreciate that. Unfortunately, this goes by so quickly on it, we will have to absolutely have you back. We're not going to wait 25 months for that. But, folks, you could keep up with Chef Robert Irvine yourself at chefirvine.com. Enjoy the steak and the tomato recipes. They're on our website and social channels. Robert, I hope you have a great rest of this weekend, and best wishes next weekend when you are down in D.C. for Memorial Day, okay?
Thank you. Robert, Mary, I want to say thank you for doing this. You're bringing light to great content to your listeners, and I appreciate what you do.
Oh, thank you so much.
As do we you. Thank you very much,
Robert. Likewise. Take care.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You as well.
Travel safe. Bye-bye.
All right, well, that was really quick with Chef Irvine, Mary.
My mouth is watering for both of those recipes.
ChefIrvine.com. And, folks, we're going to leave it there. Thanks for being here with us on this Saturday morning. There's more RM World Travel coming right up, including listener emails that we'll be answering. We hope you stick around. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.